Well, the Oz Mumpreneur Awards are happening, and a young lady locally that's made a bit of a buzz by being an award winner, being nominated, and she's the founder of Helpful Love, Kim O'Kill. Good morning, Kill. Kim, you've been balancing a lot there. You've got the two little ones, and you've started a business. When do you get time for yourself?
Oh, not really much time, but that's okay.
Have you heard of a thing called sleep? Is that a thing at your house or probably not?
No way. It's overrated, mate.
I love the sound of that. Look, you've been nominated for the Oz Mumpreneur Award, so I guess that's for those who are starting businesses but while also balancing family on the other side. How tricky a tightrope walk has that been?
Look, it is tricky, but I have found the busier that I am, the more I seem to be able to accomplish and achieve, because I think you're just forced to be organised. So for me, I am quite a busy person because I have a corporate day job. I also have two little ones. So I've got Conway, he's 4, and Dusty, she's 2. I'm also a marriage celebrant on the weekends, and then I founded Helpful Love as well. So if there's a spare minute in the day, I'll fill it with something.
I don't know how you found time to talk to us. So you've got the family. I didn't know you had an actual day job as well, plus a weekend job, and you've founded a business, and you're smiling and laughing about it.
Yeah, I love it. Life is good. I feel like I'm living the dream.
You are,
truly.
You are. Look, you've been nominated for the award. How does it feel to be validated for what you've been doing by getting the nomination?
Oh, it's incredibly humbling, truly. It's so nice to get that little bit of recognition, and especially because I feel so passionate about Helpful Love. I really do believe it has the capability to change the world, and basically, to get that nomination, it means that there's other people out there that support the idea and support me as well. So it's incredibly humbling, and I'm really excited to see what happens from here.
So where did the idea for Helpful Love come from in that spare time that you have?
Yes, and so it actually came out of a personal need, actually, and very sad circumstances. A beautiful friend of mine lost her 3-year-old girl unexpectedly due to a common cold, some complications from the common cold, and everybody that we knew sent them flowers because, I don't know about you, Mark, but the default thing that the community seems to do, and I know even myself have been guilty of it over the past few years, is I just send flowers because I feel so helpless and I don't know what to do.
True.
And so this beautiful family received thousands of dollars worth of flowers. So, like, flowers are nice. They have a time and place. If your hubby brings home a bunch of flowers every now and again as an I love you present, that's lovely. But during times of grief and loss, people can receive like 50 bunches of flowers. And I'm not exaggerating, because if you think about how many people you know, you've got your work colleagues and your family and your friends, and everybody sends you bunches of flowers, it's just not that helpful. In fact, it's a hindrance, because you've got to go and try and find 50 vases. And so often people are grieving the loss of their loved ones, and they have to worry about flowers and finding vases and then watering the flowers, and then they start rot if you don't keep the water in there, so you've got that smell of rotting flowers through your house when you're grieving. So I thought, surely there's something more helpful that we can do for this family who have received thousands of dollars worth of flowers. So I jumped online and I thought, look, maybe I could find a lawn mowing company to come to their house, or maybe I could get some home cooked meals, or maybe I could send a cleaner to their house. But then I didn't really know exactly what they needed, because I didn't know what sort of support they were getting elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I ended up just jumping on a supermarket online, and I had $100 worth of groceries delivered to their house. But that's what sparked the idea for Helpful Love, where I thought, there's all this money being wasted in flowers. What if we could give them something useful and practical that could help? So I started Helpful Love. I created a website. I found a few local service providers and basically started promoting them as alternatives to flowers during times of tragic loss. But then I thought, look, it's just a website at the moment with a couple of businesses on it. It's not really filling the need. So what I did was created the Helpful Love gift voucher that can be purchased on the Helpful Love website, and any of the vendors who are listed on my website will accept that voucher as cash.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kim, you've certainly squeezed a lot in there. You've made me feel very guilty because my boss is listening and he knows that how busy someone can be. And when I come back next week and tell him I haven't had time to do this and do that, he's going to say, well, remember you spoke to Kim and look what she's doing. So thank you for putting me in a very awkward position, but that's okay. And congratulations on being nominated for the award and good luck.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Well, she's doing a lot. She's got a family, day job, weekend job, started a business and found a couple of moments to talk to us. Appreciate it. Kim Oakhill, a nominee for the Oz Mumpreneur Awards.